So anyway, and always, wherever the women were stationed, there would be an enclosure with the grounds in it, like a patio. The enclosure would be of the spandrel matting. So the women, we would be free to sit around there or play badminton, or that badminton was at another time, or put your bedding rolls there, because there would not be room enough where the cooking was and all that. So there was this ground, and in it was a nice big tree, a tamarind tree. Mm. Now, tamarind tree, we have it here, right in front of Baba's. We have 2-3 tamarind trees here. And the fruit of the tamarind is very sour. Children just love it. I climbed a lot of these tamarind trees in other people's grounds, always stealing these fruits. And it's not supposed to be good for your throat. It's very sour, astringent, and one of those things that Baba later told, had us not eat, like no peanuts, no tamarinds, no coconut, no this, no that. And as I tell people, being with Baba never gives us, Baba's grace never allows us to have anything to boast about, any achievement. We did this or we did that. You can't boast about we didn't eat this and didn't do that, you know. That's right. Anyway, at that time, I had no order about this. And the children, even here, Baba children that come here, the first thing they come, they rush and they look at the tamarind trees and they wonder if there's any fallen on the ground or borers or things. So in that patio, in this where the women were in toka, was this enormous tamarind tree. And along with me was also the daughter of another Baba lover in Pune, Patil, an old Baba lover, Patil, who was with Baba during the toddy shop times. So his daughter, at this time that I'm talking about, was also with me. So we were children, and we naturally just went straight for the tamarind tree. This was one evening, and we started picking up the tamarinds that had fallen down. Now, we didn't know where Baba came, but there was a bamboo ladder against one of the huts, and Baba was sitting on the fourth or fifth rung of that ladder, you know, in the white sadra, and his beautiful hair up flowing in the shoulders, and looking very, very slim and fair and beautiful. So suddenly we heard a click or a clap, and we turned around and we said, "Oh, Baba, Baba's here." And Baba said, "What is this? What is this you're eating?" And he said, "Oh, tamarind, Baba. Have you enough to eat tamarind again? You understand? Have you eaten?" He told me. I said, "Just a little bit." So he called Najo and said, "Give her castor." So I had to have castor on top of that. But there again, at the same place, at another time, again Baba was sitting somewhere on the fifth or sixth rung of the bamboo ladder in his white sadra. And again, we were there in the car, both of us, Maina, Patil's daughter, whom I was talking about, and myself. We were there, and Baba called us, the children, to come. So we went. I stood on one side of Baba, and Maina stood on the other. And Baba caressed her cheeks like this. And he said to Maina, "Just there seemed to be nobody. Just Baba and us two children." And Baba said to Maina, Ask anything that you want. What is it that you want? Ask." So Maina suddenly remembered. It was a childlike thing. You see, she said, "Oh, I would like a very good husband and a beautiful wedding." You know, like in these fairy storybooks, you ask for a wish. And so a girl would naturally ask that. And Baba said, with his left hand, "Granted." And then he turned to me and said, "You ask, what is it that you want?" And I said, "I want to be with you." Granted, it brought me in. And do you know, some years after that, well, five years, something like that after that, Maina did get a very good husband, very handsome, unlike the Prince Charming type of, you know, handsome. And the wedding was so tremendous, so beautiful. Baba himself went to the wedding. It was in Pune. It was a tremendous affair with the Shamyan, and thousands of people were there. All Baba lovers from everywhere had come, because Baba himself was there. And I still remember Baba was seated on this gadi, which was beautifully set up. And one of the items, the wedding went on, the program went on for 3 days, and one of the items of entertainment was this, how do you call it? Ventriloquist, no, not ventriloquist. one who produces, imitates sounds and voices?
Impressionist.
Imitate other voices.
Emanating. That's right. And he was so good. At first, he did all sorts of voices and sounds, and of a cock and a crow and a this and a dog. But in the end, it ended up with two cats fighting. So I don't know how he got out two sounds, two voices in a two sound. And at that time, Baba was so pleasant and, you know, laughing till, you know, smiling with laughter. That he took off a warm, beautiful cashmere shawl that was around Baba's shoulders. Baba removed it and threw it to the man as a gesture of grace. I hope he still has it. I don't know. But then, it didn't even last a year. The husband died. She was miserable there. She came back to her parents' place. And within another year, she died. Mm-hmm. So the wanting was given, but it was not lasting. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't... I sometimes think you have to be a bit of a lawyer with God when you ask for something. Even if that's the sort of thing she wanted, she should say, and may it last for 50 years or something. It's never that in the clause.
Right.
But mine didn't need it because I want to be with you always. So bow down to Baba, be with Baba, and apparently they would go out as dry as they had come in. That contact may serve I don't know when, but to us it would seem fantastic. Here they have seen Baba, but they have been unable to receive anything. They have not been, he has given, but they have not been. Of course, it can never be in vain. There, this might serve in the next habit when it comes. So here you all, whom Baba has taken pains and care to come to each of you and touch your hearts, and actually, you were already here when Baba was physically with us, because he spoke about you. It was there, only it is manifest now. It is only manifest now. I often think of when Baba would touch his pockets, maybe you were all in his pockets, because when Baba spoke, he told us to be witnesses, which we are. You will see. You will see that my... they all come like that. And we couldn't imagine. And we wondered why Baba said, you all will see. Of course, oh, that means Baba has seen them and we will see, right? But this Baba was telling us. His gems. He did that. So it is... And then many, many who come have their experiences too. So this chair is never empty. Never. Nor is anywhere. Here, these chairs are never empty because he's here.
What you said about it's just our eyes closed. Last time when I was here for 3 months, I really believed that it was like that. That it was just that I wasn't seeing him. That he was just here that much. But it was just daily life. And then when I was leaving, when I was on the plane, I wasn't thinking about that especially at all. But when I was on the plane coming back, I opened up and I was reading something in Life at Its Best, something Dawn Stevens was writing about Bob. And I read a line, I read a paragraph, and it was talking about Baba, this person. And the last line of it, he referred to him as a simple man of great tenderness. And when I read that, after about 5 minutes, I became aware of how much I had been, after reading that, that it just struck off in me, like so much about Baba's personality. And after 5 minutes, all of a sudden, I became aware that I was relating to him as a person like my sister or my father, that I knew and I had lived with and intermingled with in a way that I couldn't do if I hadn't been with him, like, physically, or it wouldn't seem possible. And it was just like, all of a sudden, he just came through and gave me that feeling, like, yes, it's like that.
To be related like that to Baba, to receive his love, you have to have a deep connection, which is what you all have. Baba made that very clear again and again, that connection, that link. And it's of past. It's like so long. Otherwise, we or you, none of us could be the Baba as we now. You know, sometimes these stones that Baba have trod on, even beginning with that, the connections can be as far back and deep as that. Sometimes when Baba would be walking up the hill or up here, he would just bend down, pick up a stone, you know, just casually, playfully, pointing, and he'd say, "Why this stone?" Or a fly that sat on Baba. Why? It's so. It's finer than the hair of one's head, as my father would say when I was little, about the laws of God. And the law of grace, this is now the time, and it's the law of grace. This time that we are in, as if we could even really imagine the good fortune and the grace that we receive at this time, a Baba time. And Baba used to say, you often have no idea. And he does.
Getting angry and bawling with one another. You remember that?
Yes. I'm not forgotten. You want me to check? I remember that very well.
I don't know whether you all have heard it, because an apt answer to your query would be this also. That one day, all of a sudden, Baba turned to us, the Mandli who was sitting here. And of course, in presence of Baba, he was so perfect and so simple. He was so perfect a person, so simple a person, as he said just now, that he made us feel one, very often. He had to sometimes remember, I'm God in human form. That he came down to our level to such a degree that he became man in this world. To look at him. So one day, naturally, so sometimes we would burst out in our anger, you see, at one another and shout at one another. So one day he turns to us and says, "What makes you all shout at one another, you see, when you all are angry? Why do you create such big noise, you see? Suppose if I'm angry, I'm Jim here, he's by my side, and I just shout at him, 'Why don't you listen to me?'" So, he's not dead. He's just close to you. So, he speaks softly. So then Baba put this direct question to all the Mandi one day. He says, "Why is it that in the world we find when a certain person gets angry on another person, shouts at him, why is it so?" So each one would say something, you see. This is our role. You see, we would be sitting here, and he would be sitting there. And we said, "Well, Baba, he loses his temper. Baba, he's angry." He said, "Yeah, but just the reason why he shouts at the person. Why should he?" So nobody could give a satisfactory answer. Nobody. According to him, of course, it was not a no good answer. So he helped us with the answer. He says, "Do you know why did the shout?" He says, "Well, we don't know." He says, "The real reason is that when a person gets angry on another person, that other person is far removed from the heart and a distance is created." Mm-hmm. And inadvertently, the voice is raised, you see. Mm-hmm. And the greater the distance created, the greater the louder the shouting, you see, the tone. And naturally, we call him, the person is very, very angry, you know. So that's how it is. Yes, that was quite obvious. It was so logical. But then he didn't stop there. Then he went a step further in trying to give us another explanation. He says, "Well, you may not realize what I'm saying now, but you might realize something else. When there are two people who are close to each other,
they speak softly.
They love each other. Say a girl or a boy having fallen in love with each other, so they speak softly. It's not that they make a special effort to speak softly or anything of the sort. It's just their nature, you see. It's the love, the closeness. So they speak softly and naturally first, and then that softness is still softer when they come closer to each other. And when they are closer in their love to each other, well, then there's whisper, and then there is just a glance here and a glance there, and no more whispering, just seeing each other, you see. So he says, "How much more should I keep silent with you because I am so close to you, and closer to you than your very breath. For me, there is no need for any words or any speech. You follow me?
That's the best of your
thoughts. Yes.
And I saw the same scene. This is a funny scene for a legend, I had seen the same scene exactly as a barren hillside covered with weeds and a few poor goats and sheep. There wasn't a blade of edible grass in the whole field. There was an example. Two people seeing it and describing the same thing.
There's a story. And maybe there is a time lapse which Baba somehow or other puts it out in his presence. Mm-hmm. When he writes a letter after the monsoon season, or is it on the season? Because when we return from Guru Prasad, naturally rain has fallen, and you have these rainy. And maybe Francis may have seen it just before the rain, you see, and the
exactly
after that.
Exactly the same time, after the first
rain. But it just is kind of a lesson to, you know, what's right and what's wrong.
No, there's no such thing.
I didn't mean it.
Baba himself appears to be the very embodiment of love. And to another, what did he mean? He looks like an ordinary person. It's like that. Both are seen from the same terra firma, on the same, not even from different planes of consciousness, from the gross level. What is peculiar about him that you are mad after him? He looks just the same. What's there? What's the difference?
Yes. Before I came to Baba, I read this in Humanity, and my reaction upon reading in particular the part where Don Stevens was describing the game.
How many times I must repeat it, but then it's worth repeating. So, there were two monks. And, well, they were on good terms, and they were two brothers in faith, you know, living in a monastery in the same, what you call, a little room of theirs, you see. And in a monastery, there are many monks, of course, and in order to control the many monks, you see, there must be some chief monks, you see, we call it abbot, or whatever you want to call him.
Yes.
And naturally, when there is a chief, you see, there is some discipline to be maintained, and there are do's and don'ts, and notice boards, or they are given out, you see. And among them, you see, there were certain important and very common ones. Well, you boys, the brothers have to go out. They may go out, they may leave the monastery, you see, for short walks and all that, but they should return before sunset. And that they should, you know, that none of them, you see, should touch a woman. None of them should have to do anything with money and have anything to purchase in the market or anything like that. And all that, all their thought, word, and deed, you see, to be directed towards God, and they should lead a pure life, and they should do this, and they should do that, and all that. In short, they have to lead a life of purity, piety, and all that. There were two monks living in the same room in that monastery. And, well, it so happened that they were in the habit of going out for short walks in the evening and returning by sunset time. One day it so happened that it had rained heavily in the morning. And they thought of going out for a walk because it was a pleasant evening and before a pleasant afternoon, and they went out, both of them. So they talked everything about God and things sublime, you see, and the heavens and the first heaven and the second heaven. They went on talking till they reached the seventh heaven in the top. And they were about to return. You see, it was time for them to return before it's dark. So they were returning. On the way back, a mile away from the monastery, what they found that there was a pool of water right across the dirt road that was there. Of course, all roads were dirt roads at the time. And a lady daintily dressed, very daintily dressed, for a great party or something, a very beautiful young lady was there. She didn't know what to do, how to cross. There was no way to cross, and she had to cross and go on the other side. But if she were to cross that, she had to wade through that pool of water. She had dirtied her dress.
just pure white, spotless meal. With the stockings and the shoes and everything. So she waited there, not knowing what to do. All of a sudden, these two monks from the seventh heaven got this girl. One of the monks, without giving a second thought to her, knowing her plight, what he did was just caught hold of her from the waist, lifted her, and just walked across and put her on the other side of the pool. And the talk again, the talk resumed, and they were talking and going. The other monk who had witnessed this, you see, his mind started working feverishly. How could he do that? How did he touch the woman? Not only did he touch, but he climbed her. What shall we do now? Is it proper for us? Should I keep company with him? Or should I go away from him? Are we supposed now to enter the monastery? In the meantime, they were at the gate of the monastery. So he couldn't any longer hold there and he just says, hey, brother, are we supposed to enter the monastery here? So that, what makes you say that? What happened? He said, don't you realize what we did? How did you do? You lifted a woman? You're not supposed to even touch a woman. And you lifted her and carried her all the way across the field. Oh, he says, you are right. But what happened is that I dropped her there, but you seem to have carried her to the gates of the monastery. I already dropped her there. Yes, that is the story. From that you can think many things. The story is just there, it ends there. And the monk said that I dropped her there. I carried her, no doubt, but I dropped her at the other end of the pool. Whereas you didn't carry her, but you carried her as far as it gave her the monastery. Why do you bring her here? She was dropped already there. So there are many implications. The only thing is that the mind is such that it continues to think and ponder about this. You do your duty. Indeed, the whole thing there, in a prayer of repentance, you see, when you repent, first of all, there is no need to repent, Baba says, because he has forgiven us. You have read his discourse there, in everything in the matter. There is no need to repent. But well, man is prone to repent. So repent, because you have not forgotten. Forget. He has already forgiven us. But then we forget that he has forgiven us, and therefore the need of repenting arises. And therefore repentance prayer is assured. And he himself gives us the prayer of repentance. So we repent, but we repent in such, we should repent in such a way, Baba says, that after the prayer of repentance is said, the prayer of repentance would reach him if there is no further need for the prayer of repentance. Otherwise, we continue, but we are weakened. Even this is very important, you see. We continue to repeat the same prayer. We continue to repeat the prayer and glorify Him. It is because we are human. And it is but natural. So there is no need for us to worry or underscore, you see. We continue, but best is, if we are committed an act which we feel that has displeased Him, it behoves us. If we want to please Him, nothing repeats it. Spiritual truth is right, but it doesn't mean us to think in that light, partaking in that light. Our duty is to strive to please Him, and that which pleases Him, He has told us. Think that all is pleasing. Think of things that you will not hesitate to think in my presence. Speak words that you will not hesitate to speak in others. To do an act. Things that you will not hesitate to do an act in the present. So if you can keep these things, let me see them.
We're going to have to give some medicine to Verna.
Her, with all that she did, girl wasn't feeling easy about it. She said, look, Baba, I'm not in practice so much, and I'm doing what I can, but I want another doctor to consult. And Baba said, what's the doctor needed for? I just want you to do your best. It's all my work. No, but it'll make me feel nice, Baba, because I want to know what I'm doing is right. I want to consult another doctor. Fine, Baba said, bring another doctor. So this other doctor was brought. We were in Guru Prasad. And when the doctor came, he was so fortunate, really. He was brought, he came into Baba's presence, and Baba looked radiant, blooming, so wonderful, that, and then he made the doctor sit down, made him feel at home, asked the doctor how he was, you know, what was his diet, why was he so thin, why wasn't he eating well, how much did he work too much, how many hours a day, and all that. The thing was that here was the doctor answering all these questions about health and life. And then Baba gave a spiritual discourse, and it was so beautiful, everything, you know, and everybody were engrossed in that. And suddenly, I think, Ngaba was in the background, dressed in a sari to look very, you know, formal and respectfully dressed as a doctor, fidgeting from one leg to another, waiting. When will she get a chance to get a word in edgewise about Baba's health? That's what she's called a doctor for. So then, by the way, said Baba remembers, and she says, yes, 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 you see. And there's nothing much done because the doctor finds Baba's perfectly all right. There's nothing the matter with him. So he looks at Dr. Goer, wondering if she needs medication, worrying him over things that aren't there, you see. So when all was over and was very happy and Baba was pleased, as he was going out, he patted Dr. Goer and says, take it easy, doctor, take it easy. It's all right, everything. Right. And poor Goer was feeling like a fool, you know. And then but Goer said, but the diet, doctor, diet. That's all right, you see, then we can work that out. And as he was going to his car, and Eric and the others were going, you know, to take him, the doctor, to the car, Baba calls Goer, quick. So she couldn't go to the car to see the doctor. Quick, quick. And Baba tells her, go tell the doctor, I'm going to break my silence in 9 months. Baba had already told the doctor in the course of the discourse, you see. But she said, go. And Goer was on the point of saying, Baba, you've already told him that, but you know. No, we don't do that with Baba. Go and tell him. So poor Goer runs in the sari, and the car is about to start, and she says to Eric, stop, stop, you know. And the car has started, and Eric says, stop the car. There's a message from Baba. And Dr. Goer comes over and tells Dr. Grant, oh, doctor, and he puts his head out, thinking there's some medical point she's forgotten or something important. Oh, doctor, Baba is going to break his silence in 9 months. And he looks at her as if she's really queer and says, yes, yes, doctor, it's all right. I know, he told me all about it. That's all right. Take it easy, doctor. Take it easy, doctor. And goes away. Poor Goer comes back and slumps in the chair and she calling and she's sobs and so she. Dr. Grant has let Baba test Goer. Now, what did he say about my health? And she said, well, he says there's nothing the matter with you. Yes, yes, but that doesn't mean, you see, you have to go on doing it. You see, I'm like this and like that. And then Baba starts on again and forgot it.
Does he start getting sick again?
He didn't want her to relax and say, well, now there's nothing to do. The doctor says there's nothing the matter. What he wants, go ahead to do, she must continue to do. He was concerned about that. So he said, yes, yes, but never mind what the doctor said. You go on, you see, because I still have this and that and this feeling and that feeling. Poor Goer just shakes. So
three quarters we don't mean when Baba said 3/4 of the humanity and world. Baba, what is necessary for Baba to bring ants and cockroaches and this and that? These are men only men. Because we are bad ones. We are men.
Cockroaches will never be destroyed. They are the ancient
rats.
You know.
And sparrows. In the tree. What are the sparrows?
See, the war will start from anywhere between Egypt and Israel and Iran. And this is the zone of the war. And it will spread to the whole world. Final peace agreement will be signed in Iran. Final peace agreement will be signed in Iran. And that will be lasting. And then a United Nations will change its place from America to Asia. And that also will be in Iran. Because Iran is the heart of Asia. What I tell you, it is all true. Mashhad, you see the map of Mashhad. Mashhad, 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles ago, there's all Russia, Astrakhan, Baku, Mako, Moscow, and everything. 2,000 miles you go there. From here, you go 2,000, it touches Afghanistan, and then China, and then you go further. From here, 2,000 miles, it goes to the Damascus, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Africa, and all this. From down, you come 2,000 miles, it touches the whole India and the Indian Ocean and this and that. So the only proper thing, proper place, the only hub of the authoric activities is in Mashhad. Therefore, Baba said in 1943 circular, see, Baba, I have the circular with me. If anyone doubts, I bring it. Baba says, I will plant that, now, Baba says, the tree of my, the tree of my divine manifestation will be planted at Mashhad, Iran, whence it will grow and spread, ultimately covering the whole world. I have preserved the circular with me up to now. Yes, 1943. Yes, it is. Baba Sahib knows that. I have got it tight. It was in journal. Where
that
journal?
Made only for you,
yes. What I say, if I say a wrong thing, if I say a lie, first, Baba is there to punish me. I will not say anything. Because Baba said in 1958, in Kekua's lifetime, in the final declaration in Mirabad, which was 1948 or 54? 54. Baba said on the stage, this Godavari Mata was there, Vag was there, all American were there, 22 American were there, all these 1,000 people were there. Baba said, I will break my silence in Kekubar's lifetime, and Kekubar is still alive. And Kekubar will not drop the body and listen until Baba breaks his silence. Just in one year and so months, finished. After that, Kekubar will finish, Baba will break his silence and everything.
Well, what does Baba say on the silence, breaking of the silence?
What is that? Go on, tell me. Read it. I have no respect.
Read it loudly. When the word of my love breaks out of its silence and speaks in your hearts, telling you who I really am, you will know that that is the real word you have always been longing to hear.
Yes, that what? Well, that is the thing. Baba said, when I break my silence, whole world will come to know. Where is the whole world come to know? Few Americans are here. Where is the world? When Baba will break his silence, the people will come in such a force here, they will dash us out. Whoa! They will occupy this place. It will be like this. Yes, that is. That is what Baba means for this. Not this only.
And your case, he says,
very potential. And Baba said, immediately, Baba says, the breaking of my silence is the signal for my public manifestation. When Baba breaks his silence, immediately his word manifestation will take place. Everyone will know that he is the author. He is the first. What will happen? When Baba breaks his silence, people will say, no, he was not my Baba. He was Guru Nanak. No, he was Christ. He was Muhammad. And they start fighting each other. Then, after that, Baba said, first the smoke will come out. The smoke will go to your eyes. And you will not be able to see. Then the smoke will vanish and the fire will be there. This means, then Baba will manifest himself to the world that I was wrong. Baba will take the shape of wrong. I was Christ. I was Krishna. I was Muhammad. Finally, I am Meher Baba, and all we are one same God. Then
what will happen to us all by the whole world comes in? We have to go up to seclusion hill and die.
It will be done as Baba wishes. As Baba wants. I can't see. This is the thing that counts, you know. This root of the religion, differences, should be cut off from here and thrown away. And this will not be done unless and until Baba does his universal work. Baba's, Mir Baba's work is yet to come. Baba has done, see, I tell you. Just lying. Mir Baba is the dark, in the pitch dark of the world, did his work, lining, electrical lining, wiring, whole world. But it is still dark. When he breaks his silence, cut. This is break silence, that is manifestation. So break of silence and manifestation both with each other. And then glorification. Glorification is that we can see things with this eye, with the light of this. That is glorification. So these phase, three phase, connected with each other. Now we are passing in a stage of humiliation. Baba said, I break my silence. Before I break my silence, I will not drop my body. This is going in many books. Not happening. So then Baba said, when I break my silence, whole world will come to know. It never happened. Also, the case of trust came. Baba's mandali, trusty, had to go to the court. This idiot, katra court, which is not worthy even to donkey to enter. Such a noble person had to enter there. This is also a humiliation. This is a humiliation. Still we are passing to the humiliation. Now, what is the humiliation? Some Maharaj comes and says, I am that one. They are copying Mir Baba. I have come not to this but to everything. Mir Baba said that thing, now these beggars copying Mir Baba. These sorts of things are filled with them. This is all humiliation to the altar. But when time comes, get out! I am the real one. We are passing to the humiliation period now. This humiliation will be replaced by break of silence and manifestation, and then glorification. This five phase in Baba's mind, Baba said, and it will come to pass. The moment humiliation period finished, immediately break of silence and manifestation will take place, and then glorification.
According to, it's a very beautiful story. Yes,
why not?
Darkness, humiliation. Break of silence, putting on the suit.
The manifestation. And immediately manifestation is there. What? When will happen this? I tell you. See, when the whole world, either before the start of the atomic war, just before that, or just after that, when the whole world, God, burning God, Christ, what the hell? Burning this God, who are you? Save us, oh God, for the sake of God. Then, at that time, you know, at that time, when the intensity when the heart touches to God, see, Baba said, out of me, I will not break myself. World situation, world gravity, will me break myself. Now you see this. This is a vessel. A vessel, a pot on the fire. They let it on. Fire is here, you know. What will happen? It will create a steam inside. You know, more steam, and finally drop that. So, Baba of his own will not break his silence.
That's real.
Baba of his own will not break his silence. The world calamity, the world situation, the world happening, may Baba break his silence. The throwing off.
I was
of silence. And the coming out of the steam of this is manifestation. You know?
As usual,
it's like a painting in there.
Right. You remember all of this? That in 2 years, Baba will break his silence and manifestation will take place. In 4 months, Arabian Zoid war will start, which will never stop again. All countries will be involved in quick time, you know. In night time, you see in radio, two countries involved. In day, in morning, you hear the five countries more involved. Like this. Baba said of the black cloud, you know, dark cloud. Baba said, I see dark cloud. What is dark cloud? The thousands of planes going to the sky, carrying bombs. All right. Baba said, the dark cloud will burst on me, and I have to bear my force. Dark clouds will burst on me, means drops, bomb. On me means on humanity, because Baba resides in everyone. I have to bear all its force, means humanity has to bear also. What do you mean by the bursting on me? It will be just like letting hell loose on earth when they bombarded the cities with atom bomb, hell bomb, dusting bomb. The hell will be loose on earth. Baba said, and that time, because Baba did not want to disclose everything, politically difficulty would bear, and many other things would be inside. But now the time has come that the world will feel that what Meher Baba said, all true, all correct.
You sell your ship, Captain.
Yeah. What time has come?
No.
You set out to it.
No, Baba does not want. Baba does not want that. Baba says, do your duty. Do your duty faithfully and remain with it. Baba's name will be umbrella to protect them. You go wherever, even if you are in warfare, never mind, don't go, don't run away. Be there, Baba will help you. Baba is God. Zero. You will forget all other talks, but you will remember this talk.
You will forget the talk, but you will never forget all about it.
The bus is here.
Somewhere around near the blue bus thing. Yes, before we went to Quetta from there, there was this big hall. All of the women were there. And then Baba calls me over privately outside, you see. But Dr. Donkin has shown Baba a trick. I forget now what it was. I mean, how it was done, I forget. So Baba calls me and teaches me, because the Duncan couldn't come over. The men couldn't come over where the women were. So Baba tells me, and Duncan is there explaining, and says, now, when I do this, you have to say that, and these things. See, that when Baba would do this, then that's what I have to reply, or if he did this, you know, or something like that, all this stuff. I don't remember what the thing is, a pity. So then he sat, and everybody came around. It was everybody, so we all came, sat, and the usual thing. And then Baba said, you know, I've given money an advancement. Now she's on the fifth plane. She can read everybody's minds. Garmai tells me that she really believed it. She said, I was so happy for you, Mani. Said, oh, Mani, you know, all her life that she's been in now, she's reading. And some of the others looked puzzled. I mean, is Baba joking or what? What is it, you know? But Baba was very serious and said, well, you know, it just, whim, it came to me, and there she had. And then he made them either write a thought and give it to him, or say it, or think. I think they just thought a thought very particularly. And now I realize that, of course, Baba, we didn't think of the time that Baba was knowing the thought, because Baba moved a particular finger or moved his hand a certain way, and I said it. I said, that's what you're thinking. And they were so amazed. Little by little, everybody was, you know, got into the thing. They really thought money can do it, you know.
You were watching Baba's
Yes, but that was the practice between Baba and Baba showed me exactly what would happen, that I was just to keep an eye on him and say it. But Baba was playing the game, you know, having, pulling their legs and saying, Mani's on the plane, she's on the mental plane. She's on the mental plane and she can read everybody's mind and thoughts and things like that. After a while, some of them were looking quite scared, you know, said, oh dear, Mani can read everything. And oh, we had a lot of fun. Garmai reminded me recently. I said, of course, Garmai, but exactly what it was, how it was, it worked out. But I know that I was reading out thoughts and people were amazed. Little by, even those who were in a thing, some fun. I was quite surprised and amazed. What? Really? And Gaima said she was so happy for me. Our little Mani is at last, you know, sort of.
But Baba was. Baba knew what they were thinking.
That's what actually just came to me now. It didn't occur to me at the time. But it was something like that. And I said,
but how did Duncan know it to show Baba, though? Must have
been Don show
true.
Is a trick. It was a trick. Mm. A fun trick. So Don showed Baba how to do the trick. So Baba has to choose someone to do it from. So thought that I'd be able to memorize it better, or whatever it was. Anyway, Baba brought it. So even if it was a put-up, so Baba was declaring to all the monies on the mental plane, you know, and I was much advanced. But, no, I was trying to play my part, but I'm very sort of, you know, humble, but, you know, still, there you are. It is, so it is. What can I do about it? But I wish I could remember exactly how the thing worked out or what it was. But then afterwards, when it was given away, oh! 10,000 people.
Reach you, take my arms behind my reach you, put my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing of silence, and the people bowed and prayed. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Yes, it's